And that takes us to just before 8:20 in the morning. The program's up front. My name's Brian Edwards-Tiekert. Election coverage will resume tomorrow. Investigative journalist Darwin Bond-Grand is coming in to talk about the dynamics of local elections in Oakland with Janine Etter. We will resume our series of candidate and ballot initiative debates come Monday at 7:30. Right now, there is a massive earthquake simulation set to take place this morning, just about three blocks away from our studios at Berkeley City Hall. Thought we would check in with one of the people who is planning the Great California Shakeout. Janet Ruiz is with the Insurance Information Institute and Earthquake Country Alliance. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning in the Berkeley Civic Center Park, celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Great Shakeout.
What is the Great Shakeout? What are you doing today?
So what we do is hold a earthquake drill. They're going to be held simultaneously at 10:18 all around the state. And the basic part of the shakeout drill is that you drop, cover, and hold on during an earthquake. So you don't run for shelter, you don't run out of your house or your office building. The important thing is to actually drop to the ground so that flying objects don't hit you. And you put your, the cover part is you put your hands over your head and you hold on until the earthquake is over and it's safe to move.
But you have actually brought some kind of shaking device to Berkeley City Hall?
We sure have. We've been out in front of City Hall all morning with some of the news vans and practicing a 7.0 earthquake. We picked Berkeley because it's on the Hayward Fault. And this year, the USGS put out a scenario called Haywired, which talks about what would happen if we have a 7.0 earthquake on the Hayward Fault in the Bay Area.
So, like, why do this at 10:18 a.m.? What's the significance of that time?
Well, it's the same time as the date. So it's October 18th, 10:18, and we always do it the third Thursday of October annually. So it's been a great idea because it actually is now international. New Zealand did it yesterday, which was October 18th in New Zealand. And, you know, people all over the world are practicing what to do if there's an earthquake.
Aside from ducking, covering, and holding on, what message are you trying to get out about being ready for the big one?
Well, there's a couple of things. You know, you can prepare your home. If it's an older home, you can get it braced and bolted. You can also prepare financially by buying earthquake insurance. It's not a part of your regular homeowner's policy, so it's really important to insure yourself in case the big one hits.
I guess that would be where you come in. You're a representative of the Insurance Information Institute that is backed by the insurance industry. Janet Ruiz, also with the Earthquake Country Alliance. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you.
Again, that is the Great American Shakeout, an earthquake simulation taking place this morning at Berkeley's Civic Center, 10:18 a.m. They also have some form of shaking machine on hand all day so that if you show up and step into it, you can experience the simulated effects of a 7.0 earthquake. Or you can just live here long enough because we are due for one, certainly within our lifetimes.